Hey friends, welcome back to another Monday. I hope you've had a wonderful week and of course a wonderful weekend as always. It's been good over here this last week. Oh my gosh, I am pretty sure I can label it and give it a 10-star week. Like I just felt like I crushed it in all my little habits that I work on and my to-dos for the week. And honestly, like it was just a fabulous week. The past 2 weeks have really given me a lot of momentum, just confidence-wise. And this is why I utilize all the tools that I talk about, the habit tracker, my planner, my sticky notes, my fun, colorful pens, journaling, all the things, okay? So I'm telling you, if you haven't been around long, you should go back, listen to some of these other prior episodes where I talk about, you know, utilizing writing out, just writing out your thoughts, writing, journaling, you know, doing quiet time and, you know, implementing all of these little tools like habit trackers, sticky notes, buying fun notebooks, all the things. Okay. All right. So you need to go back and listen to those if you haven't, if you're new here. But anyways, so today we're actually talking about going back to school. If you have little ones that are maybe going into an early learning program like my son, or maybe they're already going into VPK or maybe kindergarten or maybe even first grade, who knows, right? So if you have little ones and you are kind of getting back into the groove of kids going back to school, these are just a couple things we're going to do quick tips today on a couple things you should be doing for yourself, especially with school. Either maybe it's already started for you or it's about to start like it is for me this week. So you're going to want to stay tuned. Let's dig in. Hey girl, hey, welcome to The Beautiful Shift, where we rediscover who you are outside of motherhood and create a balanced life full of purpose. I'm your host, Sarah, wife, mom, friend, and life coach. I know what it's like to wonder who you even are anymore and what happened to those dreams and desires before kids. Let's embark on this journey together to rediscovering you in this new season using tactical steps and small shifts that bring out that confident, sassy, and driven goal crusher that's ready to live on purpose and by design. Go grab that coffee, yank up your high-waisted leggings, and girl, let's do this. Hey friends, before we get into today's episode, I did want to share with you, I am opening up the calendar to take on new clients mid-September. Also, with that being said, it has been on my heart. I've been wanting to give out scholarships. I want to be able to give you some really deep discounts and a really awesome opportunity, and I'm only doing this for 2 new clients. So you're going to want to email me at shiftwithpurpose@gmail.com if you are interested. That's all spelled out. shiftwithpurpose@gmail.com, shiftwithpurpose@gmail.com, and put in the subject line scholarship info. I will get back to you within 48 hours and get you all the details on what I need from you so that you can apply for this starting mid-September. And this is only going to be an opportunity available through the end of this month for you to apply. So can't wait to hear from you. Can't wait to get to know you. Let's dive into today's episode. Okay, so I want to start with, if you are an overachiever and you are just a goal-oriented, crushing, like that's just how your brain works, which I totally get because everything for me is like, what's the goal? What's the plan? What are we executing? What is it that we're going to crush? You know, that's just how my brain functions. Okay, don't overwhelm yourself. Let's not get crazy. And I had to tell myself multiple times that, you know, when school starts this week, I cannot just go nuts with the amount of things that I want to get done in the time blocks that he is and in school, because it's going to be a lot and I don't want to set myself up for disappointment, especially because, you know, who knows what could come up, right? So take it easy. It's a new season for us. We just came out of summer. Now we're going back into a different rhythm and a different routine that might take a few weeks to really get used to. Okay. So let's just start with that, overachiever. Okay, if that's you, slow your roll. All right, take your list of 500 things that you're going to get done in the couple of hours that your child is either in early learning program or in school or whatever it may be, right? So my son is actually, if you've never looked this up, this is just a little tip for you moms out there, especially if you have a younger one that is, you know, coming up to 2 or 3, you definitely want to look into the churches locally to you. And also there are just some school programs. Ours just happens to be funded by a church, but it is an amazing early learning program that they do for 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, and then they have VPK at 4 and then kindergarten. They don't do anything after that because they're not technically a school. It's just an early learning program that they offer. It is incredible. And especially if you're like me and you only have one child right now, that is a great place for them to learn how to get interaction with other kids and work in groups. And they're very, very small classes usually too. So it's just so amazing. So definitely look into it. Like I said, early learning programs near you. You can probably Google that and they'll probably come up with different things. I was referred by a friend and honestly, like I can never thank her enough because Roman absolutely loves it. I absolutely love it. Anyhow, so there are a couple things besides don't overwhelm yourselves if you're the overachiever, okay? Outside of that, I want you to make sure you do have a game plan though. So, you know, we talk about using the to-do lists, whether it's writing it on the sticky note or maybe you just like writing it on, I don't know, a piece of paper. For me, the sticky notes are just fun. I like the colors. I pick a different color every day and they're lines and they're easy to write a bunch of little things on and they're not super huge. So it's not like it's this big annoying thing in my face, but it's, you know, easy to take with me in the car if I have to run out and I want to make sure I, you know, hit up the right places. I can just stick it in my car, on my console, whatever. So make sure you're utilizing the tools. And if you don't have the tools, go get on Amazon and go order yourself some sticky notes and a habit tracker. Okay. I'm going to drill that into you because let me tell you, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to go and create like my own habit tracker and just like add all the things that I want to it. But anyways, mine's amazing. I absolutely love it. Got it on Amazon. Go get yourself one. Okay. So putting on the habit tracker, I already filled out my habit tracker yesterday on Sunday because I wanted to make sure that going into this week, like I was ready. I know I'm excited. I know Roman's excited. We've been talking about him going back to class, seeing a new teacher, got to get back to school stuff, you know, and I want to go into this week with a game plan, number one, like I said, but number two, I also want to make sure that I have all the tools that I need to have a successful week. Now that summer is over, right? Summer looks very different for us, which is technically this was the first summer because last year was his first year being in an early learning program. And it was a total like learning curve for both him and I and just our family because, you know, it's a little bit of a different schedule. And then going from that into the summer where he's home all the time, which is great and I enjoyed it, but also it threw off a few different things with my normal routine of whether it's this podcast or working on my brand or my business or anything else that I might be doing or even things around the house, the gym schedule. It really just kind of, I don't want to say disrupts because him being home is amazing, but it kind of just disrupts that natural cycle and routine that we had going while he was in school. And again, if you have kids in school, you totally get where I'm coming from, right? So we have to now transition to going back to school, but it is still another little learning curve, right? So it's still change that's happening within your typical day-to-day things. So writing out my goals is another huge thing, is making sure that I have my goals written out for the week, that I'm not overwhelming myself, but I also do have some things that I want to aim for and get done in the time blocks that he's going to be in class. Now with early learning programs, they're typically only in class from like 4 to 5.5 hours of the day. And it's only a couple times a week. So in my case, that is absolutely perfect because I have a lot of my routines and systems down for the household, like cleaning schedule and things that I do. And again, they're not like, you know, at 1 o'clock I'm doing this and whatnot, but I know, let's say he's in school from 9 to 1 on one of those days. I know that once I drop him off, I'm going to come home. If I haven't eaten, I'm going to make sure that I, you know, take care of myself and do those little self-care things for me. And then I'm going to make sure I go into doing whatever the goals I've set out for household duties that I want to accomplish for that day. And part of that, writing out the to-dos for the week and then breaking them down for each day and spreading them out, right? But using that time block and know that, okay, between let's say 9:30 and 12:30, because by 12:30, I got to like make sure I'm, you know, got everything I need or heading to the school from wherever I'm from or wherever I'm at, make sure that I'm ready to go. So I give myself, you know, that's a couple good solid hours of being able to get the things done. But it's a nice little time block. and you want to make sure you have goals for that time block. Otherwise, it's very easy to just get distracted. You know, you might eat and then you're like, oh, what am I going to do for today? And then you get on your phone and before you know it, you're scrolling Facebook or Instagram or watching the hilarious reels on Instagram. Oh my gosh, TikTok, whatever your platform you're using. And before you know it, an hour, 2 hours has gone by and you're like, oh my gosh, I only have an hour. And then that's where the overwhelm and the stress comes in because now you still have all these things you want to get done, but you didn't have a game plan. You didn't write them down, but now you're, you know, freaking out in your head like, oh my gosh, what do I got to get done? I only have an hour left. And then I got to go get them. Go get my child. And then, you know, and then you're like, okay, but I know I need to get this done today. And then, okay, I can try tomorrow, you know, and then it becomes this like little cycle. And then there's procrastination. And then there's, it just keeps going around and around till before you know it, it's the end of the week. You didn't get the things done. You're frustrated. You forgot some of the things that you had to do. So you're like, oh my gosh, I got to try next week. Okay, again. All right. You see where I'm going here? Like there's so many different things that can happen that make this cycle, this vicious cycle of getting stuck and being like, oh my gosh, and then putting yourself in this emotional like overwhelm and stress and not so awesome feelings, okay? Let's not do that. Let's make sure we have a game plan for ourselves. Let's make sure that we're writing out our goals, right? You know I like to write these things out. Don't just put it on your phone. Write it out, okay? If you're like me, you like writing things out. I don't know why. It makes me happy when I have my handwriting's like really pretty. And when I have that smooth glide of the pen, you know what I'm talking about. But anyways, all right. So we want to go into the school year ready. We want to go into the school year prepared with the tools, right? One, you want to have make sure you have those tools. And then you want to make sure you have some goals for yourself. Do not overwhelm yourself. Once again, I'm going to keep reminding you, please don't overwhelm yourself with the goals that you have, especially in that first week of school. Step into this easy, right? Nice and slow and easy. And it's going to be a whole new routine again. And, you know, maybe this is one of those things where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited because, you know, like me, I had Roman in the TWS program last year. So I kind of know what it's like, but it's still new. It's still a new transition of, okay, let's figure out a new routine now. It's going to take a couple weeks. And I do have some goals laid out. I do have some self-care luxuries that I plan on doing. I plan on getting myself a pedicure because I need a pedicure. My toes looking. Mm-mm. So definitely doing a couple things for myself, whether it's, you know, basic self-care stuff or self-care luxuries. And then also, you know, I have goals and things listed out that I want to make sure I get done in the time block studies at school. But I'm also implementing different things by utilizing my tools, writing these things out, having my habit tracker filled out and ready to go, and putting my reminders of different things that I want to accomplish during this school year or during even just this month, the rest of the month, whatever it may be. And you know what? I've even scheduled in just friend time. Okay. It's all about balance. And you know, if you've listened to me at all, I am all about trying to seek out and find whatever that balance means for you and your family and the dynamics of your life, seeking that out in a way that is going to can help you to still grow and work towards your purpose and really be able to show up as the best version of you, the best mom, the best entrepreneur, if you're an entrepreneur. You know, we just want to show up as the best us, right? We just want to show up as the best version of ourselves. And I think that that is so important to our long-term purpose and goals and the things that God has created us for. All right. So I hope you have a wonderful week. And if you are starting school, definitely excited for you. I know there's going to be so many things you're going to be able to accomplish and do this week. And of course, give yourself that also that space to be able to have some downtime as well, because it's okay to take a breather. So, all right, friends, until next week. I truly hope you got something out of today's episode. If you have a moment and enjoyed this show, I would be so grateful if you left me a review on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget, get out there today, live on purpose, embrace those beautiful shifts in this life as you run towards your dreams and desires. And until next time, mama, bye!